Welcome back to Simplified Spaces. Today's episode is called Space That Works, 8 Smart Tips for Effortless Organization. Because let's face it, our homes should serve us, not the other way around. Whether you're battling clutter in a kitchen, chaos in your closet, or a desk that looks more like a paper museum, this episode will give you 8 simple, strategic tips to create effective, functional spaces that feel like a breath of fresh air. The first tip here would be to start small. Here's your golden rule. Never try to organize your entire house in a day. Start with a drawer, a shelf, even your handbag. According to behavioral science, micro successes build momentum. That feeling of completing one tiny space rewires your brain to crave more order. To begin where the chaos feels easiest to tackle. Second, keep things close to where you use them. Sounds obvious, right? But you'd be surprised. Store your cutting board near the prep counter, your hairbrush by the mirror, not in a random third drawer. This one simple shift improves daily efficiency. Studies show that proximity reduces decision fatigue and saves up to 20 minutes daily. That's over 121 hours a year. Next up is think before you buy containers. Don't rush to the store for baskets and bins. First, declutter. Measure your space. Identify what actually needs storing. Then buy with intention. Otherwise, you end up organizing clutter and your solution becomes a part of the problem. Fourth up, forget complex systems. If it takes 5 steps to put something away, it's too much. Go for simple systems like open bins for kids' toys, file folders labeled to do, to read, to file, instead of 15 color-coded categories. Simple equals sustainable. The next tip would be less is more. Editing is everything. Think of your home as prime real estate. Only things you love, use, or need should stay. A cluttered space often reflects a cluttered mind, and minimizing your belongings boosts focus and calm. And as I always say, decluttering is therapy without the couch. Next would be label in broad categories. Too many labels can backfire. Instead of red pens and blue pens, just say stationery. Labeling helps everyone in the house know where things go. It also keeps your systems maintainable without a PhD in color coding. The 7th step here would be to set boundaries. Every category needs limits. For example, this one basket is for scarves. Once it overflows, it's time to reassess. Boundaries prevent accumulation and encourage mindful choices. It's like a portion control for your stuff. And last but not the least, fold to save time, not just space. Folding vertically, like the file fold method, doesn't just look great, but it also helps you to see what you have. No more rummaging through stacks of clothes or creating a mess just to find one t-shirt. What you see, you wear. What's hidden gets forgotten. So to recap, start small, stay close to use, think before buying containers, keep systems simple, live with less, label smartly, set boundaries, and fold like a pro. These 8 tips are more than just techniques, they're mindset shifts. Remember, organizing isn't about being Pinterest perfect. It's about creating systems that make your life easier, calmer, and more joyful. Thanks for tuning in to Simplified Spaces. If this episode helped you rethink your clutter, share it with a friend, or better yet, start organizing that one drawer together. Until next time, live lighter, live smart. Thank you.